Good morning, Rechitim Chayodim Hilchos Shabbos. And we finished Klal Beis, and we're discussing the issue of opening an oven. Now, just to put a point to rest, we're not discussing a scenario where opening and closing the oven is causing bishul. We're just discussing there's no food left in the oven, or the food is fully cooked, etc. That's not the issue. We're discussing the issue, just the problem itself of causing the oven to cycle on. Is that a problem? So we left off with saying, since we do not know, that's a situation of a suffix, and a suffix is where we apply the rule of Dovr Sheni Miskaven. However, there is a discussion which comes up in the various different scenarios where a situation is definitely, better said, if I would know all of the details, I would know that it's definitely going to happen. I'm just lacking some information. Example, it's a dark room. I have a box, and I need to get something out of the box, and I want to close the cover of the box. Sounds pretty benign. However, there are some insects around. When I close the box, I'm going to be trapping the insects. Now, my intent is not to trap the insects. Some shading is common, but if there are insects inside of that box, it's definitely going to trap them. I just don't know if there's any insects in the box because I can't see. Am I allowed to close the box? Well, we should say it's Dovr Sheni Miskaven, it's not a psik reisha. Well, that's not really correct. If there are insects inside, it's a psik reisha. I just am lacking the information to know whether there's insects inside or not. So the person can refer to that as what's known as a suffix psik reisha. If circumstance A is true, then it's definitely going to happen. If B is true, there's no bugs in there, it's not going to happen. I just don't know. That's not a suffix. Suffix, we're dealing with the case of moving the chair. We don't know how everything's going to react. We know all the information. We just don't know what the reaction is going to be. Here, we're lacking some information, but once we would have the information, we would know what the reaction is going to be. So it's a different type of situation. Another example of this, that's found in Orach Chaim, Siman Shin Tes Zayin. Another example, there's an issue of the Torah of cooking milk and meat. The Ramah discusses a scenario which the people would travel and they would come to the inn and they would want to take their pots with their own food, hang it above the fire, and cook their food. Sounds good so far. They want to stir up the coals. He says, well, we have a problem that maybe right before you, so-and-so brought a pot and milk spilled over from his pot onto the coals. And then somebody else put meat there and spilled over onto the coals. And now when you stir up the coals, you're cooking milk and meat. So it's the same situation. If there's milk and meat there, you're cooking it. You don't know if there's milk and meat there. So the Ramah says that it's usher. We don't apply the rule of Dovr Sheni Miskaven because it's a suffix psik reisha. So we have this issue that we should look at the oven as not as a Dovr Sheni Miskaven, but a suffix psik reisha. Therefore, many poskim are concerned with opening the oven because of that. Now, even as a psik reisha, is there any way to make it mutter, or a suffix psik reisha, is there any way to make it mutter? Halacha differentiates between a psik reisha where you are interested in the results, and a psik reisha where you are not. Doesn't make a difference to you what the results are going to be. Psik reisha denichale, a psik reisha where a person wants the benefit, a psik reisha where the person is loichmazle, the person is not interested in the benefit, or he specifically does not want the benefit. For our purposes, we're going to equate those two. A person is indifferent, or a person is specifically has negative feelings, he does not want that result, you're going to be equivalent. So is the oven cycling on a psik reisha denichale? So arguably no. I really don't care if the oven cycles on. Well, it might depend. If you have food left in the oven, you are happy the oven is cycling on because you want the food to stay warm. If you open the oven and remove all the food, what the oven was afterwards, you really don't care. That's a psik reisha denichale. So for some person suggest, in order to move it to a situation of psik reisha delo nichale, which is governed potentially by a different set of rules, but when you open the oven Friday night, You take all the food out, then you do not need to be concerned about the concern of cycling. But in a scenario where you're leaving the food in, one should be concerned about the cycling, and therefore it's a suffix secretia de nikolai. Again, immersion is makel. Other persons disagree with immersion and say that it's going to be a problem. And this is one way to potentially get around the problem to some extent, by removing all of the food. A person should take this question to their local Orthodox rabbi and get a clear clarification about where how they should be knowing, where they stand on this issue of opening an oven, where there's a concern of potentially the oven cycling due to the thermostat. Have a good day.